May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn 162. Friends, we may not know the blessings which are in this hymn, but may we sing with the desire to know them. When on my beloved I gaze, so dazzling his beauties appear, his charm so transcendently blaze, the sight is too melting to bear. When from my own vileness I turn to Jesus exposed on the tree, with shame and with wonder I burn to think what he suffered for me. Hymn 162.
Thank you. turn for our reading to the Gospel according to St. Luke and read chapter 21. The Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 21. And he looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither two mites. And he said, of a truth I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast in more than they all. For all these have of their abundance cast in unto the offerings of God. But she of her penury hath cast in all the living that she had. And as some spake of the temple, how it was adorned with goodly stones and gifts, he said, as for these things which ye behold, the days will come, in the which there shall not be left one stone upon another, that shall not be thrown down. And they asked him, saying, Master, but when shall these things be? And what sign will there be when these things shall come to pass? And he said, take heed that ye be not deceived. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. And the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. But when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified. For these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Then said he unto them, Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilences, and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And you shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolk and friends. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. For there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, Then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And as he spake to them a parable, behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And take heed yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness, and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. And in the daytime he was teaching in the temple, and at night he went out and abode in the mount that is called the Mount of Olives. And all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple for to hear him. May the Lord bless his word and grant us now how to pray. O Lord God Almighty, enable us to bow before thee now and open our mouth in prayer. Thou knowest all about us, O Lord God Almighty. Thou seest us all together, Lord, as we are here before thee. Thou hast seen us as we have come up to thy courts this evening. O Lord, we do pray for thy mercy. Come, Lord, to see that thou wilt indeed forgive us the multitude of our sins. Take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. We come, Lord, to that blood-sprinkled mercy seat, for we know it is only through the blood of Christ that we are made nigh. And, Lord, how can we venture nigh with such a load of sin? Lord, unless thou hast made that way. We do not plead our righteousnesses before thee then, Lord, this evening hour. Nor we do not pretend before thee that we are righteous in ourselves. But, Lord, we do plead now that thou hast have mercy upon us and forgive us all that thou seest amiss with us. And we do pray that thou hast take away our guilt and take away, Lord, all the defilements of sin. And accept us in thy sight graciously then this evening, we pray. Oh, we ask that thou hast do us good. And that, Lord, bless us in our gathering. For, Lord, we do pray that we may hear spiritually, inwardly, that gospel's joyful sound. And, that, Lord, we pray that thou hast speak to our souls this evening. Or may the poor have the gospel preached them, we pray thee. Lord, we come then to receive something from thee, for thou knowest what we have need of before we ask thee. Thou knowest what we are, Lord, thou knowest what we need, and we are all before thee. Oh, we do pray, Lord, then for a word in season, and thou knowest those things that may be before thy people, those things that, Lord, may be before us in the week ahead, as spared. Oh, Lord, we do pray there may be that strength and that meat in thine house, that we may be able to go in the strength of thy word of truth, and, Lord, something indeed to lay hold of. May there be something, Lord, for the hand of faith even this evening to lay hold of in thy word, something, Lord, for our soul's good, our admonition, instruction, and, Lord, something we may plead and pray over. Oh, we ask, then, Lord, for thy mercy upon each soul that is gathered, and do not send them empty away, according to thy good will. Lord, if thou shouldest mark iniquities, who shall stand? And, Lord, indeed, as we're all here before thee, Lord, if thou shouldest bless us because of our goodness, speaker or people, there would be no blessing. But, Lord, we plead thy glorious name. Oh, look upon each one, we pray, in thy own goodness and mercy, for their own name's sake. Oh, do us good. Do not send them empty away, we pray. May there be none sent fainting home. We do pray there may be deliverances for those in temptations. We pray that there may be that strength for the weak, for light to those that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. Oh Lord, we ask that thou wilt bless souls then this evening. And Lord, we do pray then that we may find it has been good for us to be here and feel to have been in thy presence this evening. And Lord, we do pray for help on all our path and all the way that thy people are taking this evening. Oh Lord, we ask that they may find then grace sufficient. Oh, feed each soul, we ask. Break the bread of life. Lord, it is nothing with thee to speak that word in season. Oh, speak, Lord, and speak the word only. Lord, we do then commit to thee each dear friend, those in affliction's path we pray for. Lord, do be their helper, we ask. And Lord, we pray for the children and the young people, bless them in their young and tender days. And we pray that thou wilt grant all needed strength and wisdom and grace to parents to bring such up in the nurture and admonition of thee, Lord. And Lord, those in then who go out into the workplace and have to do with the world day by day to earn their bread, may they be graciously help, guide in all matters that may be occupying the minds of some, and things that may be crooked yet to this day. Or do thou, Lord, make them straight. And Lord, we pray for those in a lonely path. Draw near to them, we pray, and walk with them. Maybe, Lord, to those who have a path that no one else understands. Oh, but we do pray that they may realize they have a friend above. So be very merciful to them, we pray, any unable to be here through ill health today, remember them, and any away at this time, Lord, also remember them. And Lord, we do ask that thou wilt be with thy afflicted people amongst the churches. And we pray for those causes that are reduced now in numbers, and Lord, we pray that thou wast to give them that strength and grace, those upon whom the many responsibilities fall. And we pray that thou wast grant in our day, O Lord, and amongst the churches that gracious godly increase. We do return thanks for what thou hast done, and we do pray thou wast remain amongst us in thy mercy. Help us, Lord, we pray thee. We poor sinners, Lord, we can do nothing without thee. But do, Lord, thou remain with us. We are not worthy indeed of thy mercies. We ask that thou then help us through another evening time. O Lord, we do need thee. It is thy day still. And Lord, we pray that thou hast to prepare our hearts this Lord's Day evening for and to receive thy word. And Lord, we do pray it may be then on this thy day thou dost appear to us as thou didst to those of thy disciples within that upper room. Lord, have we not been singing of sacred things? And, O Lord, we do pray that thou reveal thyself to us. May we, Lord, know thee as our Saviour and our Redeemer. And Lord, may we be favoured to know Jesus Christ and him crucified. Those wounded hands and side and feet. O Lord, we do pray that thou lead us into these things. And Lord, reveal to us, we pray, the way of salvation. We ask to be delivered, Lord, from everything that is come short of this. And we do pray to be delivered from every legal hope. O Lord, thou knowest what we are building on as we meet here this evening. O Lord, thou knowest the secrets of our hearts. Oh, we do ask that we may be delivered from all evil. And Lord, do save us from our own righteousness, we pray. And every false and every evil way. Oh Lord, make us right. Do convince us of our sin. And lead to Jesus' blood. Oh, may that work of thine then, that work of thy grace, begin and continue and be performed in each of our hearts. Oh Lord, in mercy then, bless the ministry of thy word in this place. We pray that thou wast bring thy servants with that word from thee. And Lord, those hymns given out, bless also. Help our friends, the deacons, in their responsibilities. And do give them all needed grace. Bless also the church, we pray, in the midst. And do thou give them much grace. May great grace be upon them, and may that unity be granted them. And we do pray then, Lord, as we our lot is called to live in this evil day, do enable us as thy professed people to live soberly and godly in this present evil world. Oh, remember us, Lord, for we are sinners and we need thy help. So we come, Lord, this evening pleading alone thy name, Lord, and thy precious blood. Oh, bestow upon us that real repentance. Bring us to the feet of Jesus. Don't leave us, Lord. We do pray then to ourselves. Give us that real repentance. Grant us that, Lord, which may bring us into that true communion to our living head. Oh, grant, Lord, this evening there may be something spoken. There may be a means of bringing souls to thee, those who are far away, those who maybe have grown lukewarm, those indeed who are seeking. Lord, thou hast said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Oh, then, may it be so this evening, Lord. Hear us then in these requests. For Lord, we ask all for thy name's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 940. Compared with Christ, in all beside no comeliness I see. The one thing needful, dearest Lord, is to be one with thee. Hymn 940.
his turn, as the Lord helps us this evening, to a word in the Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 21 and to verse 36. Luke 21 and to verse 36. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Luke 21, verse 36. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. These words of the Lord Jesus are spoken for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. For we do indeed live in the latter days, the gospel days, and indeed the gospel days themselves called the latter days, but especially we feel to be in the very latter days. And indeed, time hastens on. Every age of time, really, your friends, has been an evil day. And though our day is evil, we think back to what Jacob said. He said the days of the years of his life, oh, few and evil had they been. Dear friends, we have to say, do we not, that the days of our lives are evil, in that they bring us trouble. Yes, and though we may be spared to live a great age, beyond the allotted span of 80 years and 10, maybe 80 years, yet are they labour and sorrow, for we are soon cut off and we fly away. And we have to say then, dear friends, we spend our days with a tale that is told, but they are full of trouble. Man is born unto trouble, and we know that the root of the trouble is sin. And we know that the earth is a cursed place because of sin. And we know that we have the prince of darkness who walks up and down the earth. It's his territory. Not that he owns it by right, but by force and cruelty. He walks up and down it as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And the Lord then, knowing that his dear disciples are called into a way of trouble, and there are many evils that shall befall us in this lower world, and especially that great judgment day before us, all leaves an exhortation for us, that we might watch. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things. Well then, if friends, we are weak and helpless pilgrims in ourselves. And when the Lord Jesus says, watch, yes, as he did to those disciples sleeping in the Garden of Gethsemane, friends, he does not speak this to us as if it is something we can do in our own strength and as if we can keep ourselves. No, dear friends, the truth of the psalm is very instructive in this, that unless the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. And we may rise up early and sit up late and eat the bread of sorrows. Yes, it being all vain, because done in our own strength. But this watching, dear friends, is a watching unto prayer, and it's vital to see the connection here. Whatever you feel that, whatever the Lord reveals before your eyes that you need, whatever danger you perceive, it is to commit those things to the Lord God of heaven. And so we must see the connection here, which is vital. Nevertheless, the Lord's people are to be on their watchtower, and indeed watching against evil. Yes, because we are in the midst of it. And how we realize, dear friends, that so many snares are laid in our pathway to tempt us away from Christ, the living way, to get us out of the way, the narrow way that leads to heaven at last. Indeed, and to carry our spirits away. Oh, we need to watch against those things. And watch ye therefore in all those evils, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things. Watching also speaks of wakefulness, doesn't it? Yes, as the watchman must watch even in the night seasons. It'd be no use if he was asleep. But it speaks of a people whose eyes are opened, that ye are not children of the night. Yes, at one time you're in blindness, but now you see, you were lost, but now you're found. The Lord has opened your eyes. You might be able to say, indeed, perhaps some of you are, but I only see men as trees walking. I do not see gospel truth clearly. I can't see clearly my own interest in the Saviour's blood. Yes, but you're not what you once were. And that little that you see, oh, that we might hold onto that sight. Let thine eyes look right on, and eyelids straight before thee. But I say, dear friends, it speaks of wakefulness. A people whose eyes have been opened. And we then are children of the day in this. Dear friends, the Lord has mercifully, if he's called us, he's mercifully opened our eyes. Oh, he's shown us indeed the plague of our heart. He's shown us the reality of eternity. Oh, and he's called us into his kingdom to plead the name and trust in the name of the Lord Jesus. Well then, be wakeful. Watch ye therefore. You know, we are prone to sleeping. We are slovenly creatures at the best. We read of the righteous being scarcely saved. Dear friends, we would never be saved in our own strength, would we? Just like those disciples. Oh, their eyes were heavy in that Garden of Gethsemane. And so we also, dear friends, will be sleeping on enchanted ground. Yes, if the Lord does not deliver us. And really only the Lord can rouse his people. Just like he roused those disciples. Could you not watch me 1 hour, he said. Dear friends, that's what we need, isn't it? Without the Lord's visitation, unless the Lord comes and wakes us, we sleep on. Oh, we sleep on and take our rest. Yes, we do. We would, like the worldling, eat, drink, and be merry. We think of nothing else but ourselves and our temporal scene. And the vast matters of eternity be hidden from us. But say, has he once come and wakened you out of your sleep? Dear friends, perhaps for some of you it felt like a rather rude awakening. Yes, you were quite content. But he sent a storm into your life. And he opened your eyes. With others it may have been here a little, there a little. But your eyes were opened. You're awakened to see the depth of your fall. You're awakened to see your need. You're awakened to run that heavenly race to seek Christ. Well, dear friends, we need this, the Lord to give us this watchfulness. And if you perceive, even this evening, that you may be in danger of any kind. Yes, because you know, as the Lord has shown you, your sinfulness. You know your sinful propensities. Ah, then, watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things. Well, dear friends, your path then, oh, to commit it into the hands of the Lord. And what you feel your need of, to pray to the Lord about, and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things. Indeed, in the context, of course, we have the second coming of our Lord Jesus. As it follows on from this morning's thoughts, we consider indeed the signs of the times here in this chapter. Solemn things coming on the earth. It speaks of God's judgments, doesn't it? And who but the godly can perceive when the Lord's hand is lifted up? Well, we read of the wicked, they shall not see when the Lord's hand is lifted up. But they shall see, we read. Oh, they will see one day. What a mercy if you can see when the Lord's hand is lifted up. And not only in the earth in general, but in your life. Dear friends, to realise when the Lord is chastening and correcting, perhaps for something that is amiss with us. Oh, to watch the rod of God and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things. Well, I say we are by nature children of wrath, even as others, aren't we? And we are not worthy, dear friends, of the least of all God's mercies. Let us be very clear from the outset that no one merits heaven, and there is none there that glory in themselves. No, dear friends, we will not shine in our own robes there. The people that come out of great tribulation and enter into that place are arrayed in white robes given them through the Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Oh yes, and as the hymn writer says, it says, borrowed robes. Oh, that robe wrought out by Christ the Lamb in all his holy obedience here below, in his righteous life and his death, in laying down his holy life in obedience to the curse of the law, dear friends, only they that go in to heaven are found in the righteousness of Jesus. Well, we made that clear from the outset. There's no worthiness in man whatsoever. And that the Lord does not judge with outward appearance in these things. Man may look and judge outwardly and say, that man's righteous. That man's led a good life. And that man's done good works. That man seems godly. But dear friends, what the Lord sees is not what man sees. Oh, we need to be right at heart. Yes. And therefore, friends, this being accounted worthy is this, to be found in Christ Jesus. That's what it really means. The apostle said, you see, he was running his race and looking to the end of the goal that he might win Christ and be found in him. Oh, be found in Christ Jesus, not having his own righteousnesses. No, but that righteousness which is of Christ by faith. He knew then he'll be accounted worthy to enter into that holy place. And so, dear friends, we are as those running a race, aren't we? And we will be desiring as the apostle to fight a good fight and to lay hold on eternal life and to be found indeed at last in him, to be accounted worthy to escape all these things. Well, pray, pray. Friends, whatever you feel your need of, your lack of, it's this, pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things. Yes, to be taken the need of our never-dying souls, straight to the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And that no inglorious peace may be patched up, that no spot may be left upon our souls. You see, by nature we are black as the tents of Kedar. Woe is me, said the psalmist, he dwelt in Meshech, in the tents of Kedar. You see, he was of the earth, earthy. That's what he was, and that's what we are. And dear friends, day by day, we find ourselves spotted with sin. Oh, but the exercise of the church is to be delivered, to be saved from their sins, that they may be found blameless and without spot, yes, unrebukable, at the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well then, the people of God are a confessing people. And a confession forms a great part of their prayer. Yes, watch ye therefore and pray always by confession, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things. My dear friends, confessing souls are forgiven souls. It's the only way. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, let not the devil tell you, you're too bad a sinner to come to Jesus. It's the only way. My dear friends, if we tarry, if we stay away, we will never come at all. And we'll rather grow sicker and sicker. Oh, we'll be, our malady will increase. Oh, the Lord says, Why will ye be stricken any more? Ye will revolt more and more. He says, come now. Let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Pray always about your sinnership. Yes, always. We're not going to pretend, dear friends, we're good people here below, are we? Not in and of ourselves. We've got a nature, a wretched nature, which wars against the law of our mind. That good principle that Christ has placed within us, we trust. But what a wicked heart we possess. And hour by hour, new evils we see. Oh, the idolatries, the lusts of our flesh, the pride of life. But praying always, dear friends. You see, praying always in confession. Yes, coming as a beggar before the door of God's mercy. And he delights to hear the beggar's cry. And praying always indeed, oh, that the Lord may deliver us from the powers of evil. Praying always. I believe we read of that weapon, of one of the weapons indeed of the Christian. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit for all saints, and watching thereunto with thanksgiving. You see, praying always with all prayer. Pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things. Well, it's in this then, isn't it, that we desire to be found of him in peace when Christ comes. And though indeed Christ has obtained the peace, dear friends, he truly has obtained the peace. And it's not in you and it's not in me. He's obtained the peace at Calvary. Yet this describes how a poor sinner obtains it. Oh, he comes boldly to the throne of God's grace. Yes, praying always and pleading always the work, the merits, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well then, your pathway may be strewn with temptations. Friends, if we're the people of God, we'll find it is. And yet the remedy is in our text. Can you keep yourself for 1 hour? No, dear friends, watch unto prayer. Praying always. Ask the Lord to deliver you. Ask the Lord to keep you from evil, that it may not grieve you. Oh, how suddenly things come into our pathway. We know not what a day, no, not what an hour might bring forth. And we are told that it shall be through much tribulation that we shall enter into the kingdom. But blessed be God, has provided a river through the road. A river that makes glad the city of God. Friends, it's the Lord's grace. Oh, come boldly to his throne of grace. Well then, pray always with confessions. Yes, and pray also for this. Oh, for his power. We need, dear friends, strength. And we need that grace to overcome the devil, don't we? We can't ourselves, but it's pray always for Christ's strength. Yes, pray for the victory. For we are told that we shall be more than conquerors through Christ that loved us, and that where sin abounds in you and me, grace shall much more abound. Oh, let us say that let us not say that our sins are too great, that the temptations are too strong, because the Lord has made a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. And it's in and through the Mediator, Jesus, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things. Now, what are we escaping then from? Well, it's escaping the pollutions of the world. It's escaping from the condemnation, the power of sin and Satan. And we do need to be those who escape all these things. We mentioned this morning of Lot. My dear friends, he was only delivered because the Lord had mercy on him. We read how he lingered, and yet the men laid hold of his hand, the Lord being very merciful to him, and brought him out of the city. The Lord delivered him out of the overthrow, you see. And really, dear friends, it's like that with every child of God. You see, sin brings forth death and will bring forth judgment. After death, the judgment. Dear friends, we should not escape. We should not escape unless we're found in Christ. We read in Hebrews, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? How shall we escape? You see, men think they get away with a lot of things here below. Yes, and they do. Justice doesn't always chase up with everyone. Many things go unjustly in this world. But you know, there is a judgment to come. And how shall we escape God's judgment? My dear friends, it's through the merits of Christ. Yes. Pleading always and praying always the merits of the Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Oh, that we may be found at that his right hand at that great day. Because, dear friends, really, in the context, it does speak here of the judgment day, when the books will be opened. The Lord will suddenly roll up the earth as a scroll. Time will be no more. All the works of man will be opened. Dear friends, how shall we escape God's judgment then? Many will call to the mountains to fall on them, to hide them from the wrath of the Lamb. Oh, there'll be great wailing then, and weeping then. But none should escape. My dear friends, great and small, rich and poor, will all be there before the judgment seat. Those who have lived many, many years, those who have lived few days. Dear friends, he'll gather the nations before him. And how shall we escape? Oh, but dear friends, in our text, dear friends, it speaks of the gospel day, doesn't it? Yes. Watch ye therefore and pray always. And it's not only watching against evil then that we would speak of here, but dear friends, it's a waiting, as we've spoken this morning, upon the Lord Jesus. A watching at his throne of grace, at his door, watching. You see, blessed is the man that heareth me, watching at the posts of my doors. That's where we want to be, dear friends. And I do say this then. Are there characters here this morning who are found in that frame? And as you come to the house of God, how is it with you? What are you looking for? Are you found in that verse we just quoted? Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favour of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. You see, watching daily at his gates. Those gates, you know, they speak of the places, dear friends, where God reveals himself. But especially, dear friends, where he reveals himself in giving. You see, we think of that parable of Lazarus, who lay at the gate of the rich man. I say, dear friends, are you waiting for something from the Lord? The Lord's blessing? Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. Friends, and we think then of the Lord's house in this, don't we? Are there those indeed who come here who watching for a word from the Lord, desiring that the Lord would reveal himself through the lattice of his word? Yes, and desiring the Lord would give them a crumb of mercy. Ah, then you can be said to be amongst these watchful ones, watching at the post of his doors. Ah, for whoso findeth me findeth life. They'll not be disappointed and shall obtain favour of the Lord. There is then that waiting, isn't there, here in our text. That looking upwards. That looking for the Lord Jesus. And I say there are the means of grace, aren't there? These are his gates. And yes, in our private meditations, and as we would turn to the word, and as we would come to the throne of grace, come to the Lord's house, hear his servants preach. Oh, is it in this way that we're watching at his gate? But then, of course, dear friends, about all matters, yes, your soul's salvation. They're amongst those who are coming to a throne of grace continually. Oh, watching in the Lord's hand to give you all needed strength and wisdom in your earthly path. Then he cannot say to you at that last day, can he? I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Well then, there's a looking here, isn't there? And it's this, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. And pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Here then, dear friends, is a manner of life, isn't it? Oh, are we quickened by his Spirit? Live a life of faith and prayer. Is this the way that we live? Well, it's that poor sinner, isn't it, that is watching and waiting at the door of God's mercy. They will be accounted worthy at that great day. Not the righteous sinners Jesus came to call. My dear friends, it's the beggars raised up off the dunghill and made princes by God's own grace. They should be accounted worthy. Well, we know that solemnly nothing shall enter heaven that defileth. The word of God is very clear on this. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Oh, my dear friends, how we need God to give us a new heart. And how we need to be found pure and holy at that great day. How can it be done? Oh, it is as we receive the imputed righteousness of Christ. And dear friends, as the Lord is pleased by his grace to wash us and cleanse us from all our sins. And such were some of you, but you are washed. But you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus. And by the Spirit of our God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Do you long for that, dear friends? I believe if you do really long for that, you will obtain it. Because blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. And you will escape all these things. Oh yes, then, you long to be washed. You long to be amongst those who walk in white. How will you overcome and walk in white? Ah, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. Friends, the power of salvation, the power of your redemption is in the blood of Jesus. You're not redeemed with corruptible things of silver and gold. Nothing of this world can do it. No godly soul can redeem you because the redemption of your soul is precious. But we're redeemed, not with corruptible things, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. That's what we need. Because the Lord Jesus, you see, he gave himself, delivered his own precious blood for our redemption, to cause his church to be without spot at that great and awful day of eternity. Oh, the Lord Jesus, you see, why he is set before us in the Word as the heavenly bridegroom. And we know how the Lord Jesus has so given himself for his church. He says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. It's the only way then that we'll ever be delivered, isn't it? Friends, we have found in him that precious blood has been shed for us. Then we'll be without spot, without blemish at that great day. Oh, the people in our text, the people who are pleading these things. Oh, asking indeed the Lord might wash them and cleanse them. They're like David, you see. My friends, they're not without falls and they're not without slips, are they? And in fact, our falls and our slips should make us ever more urgent upon this matter, that we may be found right. And that the Lord will grant that real repentance. Think of David. Oh, and his sin, and the Lord granted him penitence. Oh, how he needed the Lord to purge him with hyssop, that he might be clean, to sprinkle that precious blood upon his conscience, cleansing him from the dead works of sin, to serve the living God. Oh, we say, create in me a clean heart, O God, renew a right spirit within me. He needed to be washed. So he confessed and he pleaded that one sacrifice for sin forever. He knew the Lord had no pleasure in carnal sacrifices and not burnt offerings for sin. He knew this because he was a man of faith, and he pleaded beyond the earthly type the merits of Emmanuel. That sacrifice once in the end of the world of the heavenly Lamb to take his sins away. Is it an awful thought to you, dear friends, if the Lord should come and find you in your sins? Yes. How awful it would be if we were found in that great day like Adam and Eve were in the garden when God walked in. Dear friends, there they were in all their nakedness. They couldn't hide, could they? Well, if we're not going to be ashamed like they were, we need to be found under the blood and righteousness of Jesus. Of course, it was in type, wasn't it? There in the garden as the Lord slew a beast and clothed them. Dear friends, the only way you shall stand before the Son of Man. Well, we must be made perfect. Jesus said, unless our righteousness is better than the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, we're not entering into heaven. In other words, not our own. My friends, we need the righteousness of Jesus. That's a perfect righteousness. Well then, this standing before the Son of Man speaks of confidence, doesn't it? It doesn't speak for people ashamed. It speaks for people who can stand boldly in that great day. What a mercy it would be if we were able to lift up our head, dear friends, in that great day. Because our sins have been forgiven and we've been given a righteousness as a title to heaven, to stand boldly amongst then the sons of God, to stand before the Son of Man. This would be unspeakable mercy. Because, dear friends, we shall either stand or fall before him. And really, how we live, we shall die. And let no one think here this evening that You can live without Christ and be found right. Now that word in Ecclesiastes, that where the tree falleth, there it shall be. In other words, dear friends, what we seek, our manner of life, is how we die and how we shall be at the judgment day. Oh, then, I say this now. What are you standing upon now? In other words, what is your trust? If our hope, if our trust is in ourselves, the Scriptures calls us a fool, because the fool trusteth in his own heart. If it's in anything of the earth, it will be taken down and perish with us. But they that trust in him will not be ashamed. Yes, because Christ is that sure foundation, that tried stone. They that trust in him shall not be ashamed. Jesus also spoke that parable of those two houses. One was built upon the sand, the other upon the rock. Jesus described that one built upon the rock as he that heareth his sayings and doeth them, treasuring up his words in their hearts, and heeding the truth of the gospel with a sweet obedience of faith, and pleading Jesus, and laying up many prayers concerning their soul's salvation. The Lord Jesus likens him unto a wise man that built his house upon a rock. But he that disregards Christ's sayings is as a foolish man who built his house upon the sand, and it will fall. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Well, how often we can live as if we were going to live forever. Friends, we can easily slip into that condition. Even though we have abundant testimony all around us that our days are as a tale that is told, have eternity before us, and after death a judgment. And dear friends, even the coming of Christ, according to the signs of the word, it cannot be far away. But whether we stand before him as those that are alive and remain on the earth, or those who have been brought to death, we shall all stand before the Son of Man, because the Lord will judge the world in that day by that man whom he has appointed. It's Jesus Christ. You see, the Father has given all judgment unto his dear Son. You'll judge him by this man. Now, this is a wonderful truth to the people of God, I believe, because as I've mentioned this morning, you see, the judge of all the earth will do right. He will avenge his own elect, dear friends, that great day. It'll be wonderful to be owned of him, won't it, in that day? It'll be such a wonderful, glorious thing if we're amongst those despised people who have been persecuted and hated and despised and rejected for Christ's name's sake, whom he owns and exalts as his own that day. But it is also a solemn thing, isn't it, for so many. Oh, as they would stand there before the Son of Man. We think indeed of what the Lord Jesus spoke to the high priest. And think on this for a minute. You see, the Lord was arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was taken to the high priest. Jesus stood before the high priest there. And yet he told him that he would see the Son of Man coming. How different it would be then. Also, Jesus stood before the governor, we read. Your friends, the judge of all the earth, standing before an earthly power. Yes, and yet he testified to both of them, indeed to the high priest and to the governor, Pilate, that he was the Son of God. Yes, the day was coming when they would see the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. And how different then will this judgment of Christ be to that judgment when Christ in his humiliation was judged of men. And I say, how righteous shall Christ's judgments be in compared to man's judgments of him? You see, man judged him to be a sinner. And man entirely mistook who he was. But oh, how every eye shall see him in that great day and know who he is. And how he is the righteous one, the holy one. And even, yes, Pilate, the high priest, will stand before him at that day. Stand before the Son of Man. Well, we are in a gospel day, dear friends, and that is why there are the exhortations you read, as I've mentioned already, Hebrews 3 and 4. And you'll realise, dear friends, the exhortation here is because we live in a gospel day. Oh, may we not neglect so great salvation, not our own salvation. And may we be prayerfully concerned about others also. And praying always with all prayer and supplication for all saints, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things. Do we really live, dear friend, as if we had eternity before us? Do we really live as if today could be our last day? I say, and how are we bringing up our children, dear friends? I say that looking at myself. Is it in the same spirit as these things, that they may be accounted worthy to escape all these things? Well, then there is an exhortation here. May the Lord give us power and grace to walk it out. May we ever believe that we have a great high priest who is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, who is touched with the feeling of our infirmities, being in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin, and to therefore come boldly to his throne of grace, because he knows what you need, and is touched with all your woe, and is able to succour those that are tempted, able to keep you in the right way, and able to deliver you at last and save you with an everlasting salvation. And may we be given grace then in our manner of life, not to be found indeed, as we read here, overcharged with surfeiting, that is, overeating and drunkenness and cares of this life. And so that day come upon you unawares. But may we be found children of the day. And may that watchfulness be manifest in our diligence upon the means of grace and seeking the Lord's face. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day were £735, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Hadley will preach on Tuesday evening and Mr. Fred Ince next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 120. With joy we meditate the grace of our High Priest above. His heart is made of tenderness, his bowels melt with love. Hymn 120.
Thank you.
O Lord, do bless thy own word of truth and those hymns that we have sung. Do forgive all that has been amiss, we pray. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with us each. Amen.